Traders, I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, March 14th. Investors will sift through more inflation data today after stocks ended the regular trading session mixed yesterday. The Dow was able to hang on to gains and added 37 points, or 0.1%. The S&P 500 shed 0.19%, and the NASDAQ fell just more than 0.5%. Bill, let's get into Thursday action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning. We're showing a nice solid gain this morning out of the gate. We're up 0.37%, which is, you know, it really indicates a good, stronger market opening. I mean, listen, we get the PPI coming out today, the producer price index. Markets eagerly anticipating, you know, a number of U.S. Economic indicators today, specifically the PPI, because that data is used to calculate the PCE data, which is due out on March 20th, which is the day that the Fed is scheduled to give their announcement on interest rate policy. So it's going to be a big one to watch. I see some CEO changes in Fossil, ticker FOSL, Restaurant Brands, QSR, Quinton Sam Richard, and Under Armour, ticker UA. Yeah, they all changing their CEOs. We got earnings coming out from some big names this afternoon, Ulta Beauty and Adobe. After the bell, you know, keeping an eye on Europe, seeing what's going on in European action. And, you know, it's mostly positive. I mean, the DAX is up 50 points or 0.28%. The CAC is up 63 points or 0.78%. Luxury goods are rallying. So that's positive for the CAC. Because, you know, as I said before, luxury goods in Paris are kind of like tech here in the U.S. So, you know, when luxury goods rally, you see that index jump. The FTSE is flat. I mean, it's down 3 points or 0.04%. Yeah, I'm not too really concerned about that. I think that the DAX is moving higher on the positive earnings. The Euro markets, you know, there is going to be a lot more attention on this upcoming ECB meeting. And, you know, they're anticipating a rate cut this spring. You know, the chief economist for the ECB came out this morning and said, hey, that they have to get this right. Looking over at Asia last night, and Asia was, you know, I'd say it was mixed to lower. The Nikkei gained 111 points. You know, they got a Bank of Japan meeting coming out, coming up on Monday, where they're expected to raise rates. You know, right now they're at negative rates. But the Hang Seng dropped 120 points. The Shanghai market dropped 5 points or 0.18%. Now, there is a lot of issues going on here in China. I mean, China said it's going to take all necessary steps to protect its company's overseas interests. You know, remember the U.S. And Congress, they voted, you know, they had that vote on TikTok where they approved the bill that at the U.S. House of Representatives that forces TikTok to sell its controlling stake or face a ban in the U.S. There was also news that a U.S. trade association was cutting ties with two Chinese biotech companies. And that's kind of what weighed on Hong Kong and Shanghai overnight. We're talking oil. Oil's always a focus of mine. You know, you're looking at oil that's trading higher this morning. Brent is at $80.46. WTI is at $80.46. Brent is at $84.67. Both up, you know, over 0.75% this morning. You know, there was a Ukraine drone strike by Ukraine that put a Russian refinery on fire. That causes a concern. But the EIA report that came out this morning, they lifted oil demand for this year. So that's you know, interesting. We'll have to see if, you know, that this bullish sentiment in oil continues today or not. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update, Emily.
As you told us, Bill, you know, investors are keeping an eye on that economic data and also some big name earnings. We're going to get to all of that. Plus, we're going to couple that with more market moving information to keep track of throughout the trading day. We're going to start with earnings action, Bill. Give us a rundown there.
Well, you know, there are a lot of earnings action that came out. I mean, Centennial One, ticker S, they beat by 2 cents on higher revenue. Street didn't like the guidance. Stocks down 8% this morning. Path, ticker PATH, Paul Apple, Tom Henry, UiPath. They beat by 6 cents. They did it at higher revenue. That stock this morning is up 4.83%. We're looking at Lennar, the home builder, ticker LEN. They beat by 37 cents. They did it on lower demand. Now, that stock's down 2.48%. You know, the thing is, you know, and if you read the report, you'd notice that their home sales were done by incentives. That's why, you know, they were able to, you know, deliver a strong beat because they were, you know, giving incentives in order to sell homes. And then you have, you know, I'm a little concerned about that shelter component in the CPI that we had early in the week, because that shelter component really showed that we're that homes are really strong. And I think that's kind of a bit lagging. I do expect them to, you know, kind of fall a little bit in the near future, but we'll have to wait and see. But Lennar did deliver beat, but it was on lower revenue. So that's not positive. Upcoming earnings, we got Ulta Beauty, ticker ULTA, Uncle Larry, Tom Apple. Their EPS is $7.48. Their expected move is 8.08% when they release this afternoon. We also have Adobe, ticker ADBE, Apple David, Boy Edward. Their EPS is $4.38, and their expected move is 8.16% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
Now onto the economic events bill. You know, you did give us a preview of that PPI report, and we have some other important data to be watching, keeping a track of the health of the economy and what inflation's doing. All of those details help us guess what the Fed may or may not do next. So Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
Listen, the economic calendar is active this morning, especially in the pre-market. We got PPI coming out, retail sales coming out, and jobless claims coming out, all due out 1 hour before the market opens at 8:30 a.m. I mean, the producer price index, you know, that's a very sensitive, market-sensitive report, and there it's going to be delivering inflation trends that influence the upcoming Fed meeting. So, you know, that's going to be a key one. It's expected to show an increase of 0.3% for February. The retail sales, you know, we had a really weak January number that's supposed to bounce back. We're expecting a month over month number to improve to 0.8% for the retail sales. You know, jobless claims, you know, they came in last week, they came in at 217K. This week, they're estimated to come in at 218K when the data is released. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic data upcoming, Emily.
You know, Bill, I say this, you know, every time there's those important reports coming out that could move the markets. How do you get this information? How do you see it first so you are ahead of the markets instead of trailing behind what everybody else is doing? The answer is simple. It's Newsware. Breaking it down into alerts for things like those economic reports or the earnings reports, but also other types of market moving information. Merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. Bill, every morning you have your Newsware set up into these alerts so you can track all of this information. So what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check this morning. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I got two lower. I got two unchanged. The rest are in the green. That's positive. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. They're all in the green, with the exception of Tesla, that is trading lower. Hey, they're getting hit with downgrades left and right. You know, they got a tough upcoming quarter, and everybody knows it. You know, they've been putting out much incentive. They've been putting out a lot of incentives to help sell their cars, which you don't do when you're selling from a position of strength. So it just kind of shows you there's a lot of weakening demand in the EV market. Other stories. Let's talk about Apple, ticker AAPL, Apple supplier Foxconn. They posted strong earnings as it sees more AI server demand, you know, and that's causing Apple stock price to jump about 0.75% this morning. Amazon, ticker AMZN, Apple, Michael, Zebra, Nancy, they sold ads for products that shoppers couldn't buy, was a report I saw this morning. You know, this one's Google, Meta, you know, even Apple, you know, the new EU regulations were finalized on AI yesterday, and you know, penalties for violations, 7% of a company's annual turnover in the previous fiscal year. Wow, that's huge. So, you know, they got to get that right. In terms of Dow stocks, Disney, ticker DIS, they're said to be focused on looking at the division leaders in a hunt for Bob Iger's successor. He's going to be on board for a while. He's going to get him through this meeting. I'm not worried about this. McDonald's, ticker MCD, there was a conference yesterday where McDonald's CFO was talking, and he called U.S. consumers' trends challenging. sent the stock into a nosedive yesterday. It was down like $8. McDonald's, CFO should have been more upbeat, but yeah, then maybe they're going to all, offer some bigger burgers or what have you. But they feel that, consumers are now eating more at home. Maybe they're going to other burger places. We'll have to see. United Healthcare, ticker UNH, they have identified the source of the hack and they have established a safe restore point. Yeah, it looks like they paid, in Bitcoin, that 20 million to get the data files released, which helped them identify this, point of the hack. Talk of merger news. A lot of interesting merger news going on. Paramount Global, ticker PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple. They're going to be selling their 13.01% stake in Viacom 18 to Reliance of India for 517 million. AstraZeneca, ticker AZN, Apple Zebra Nancy. They're going to buy rare disease specialist Amoyt Pharmaceutical for up to 1.05 billion. U.S. Steel, ticker X. Biden's going to be raising concern over Nippon Steel's bid for U.S. Steel. And InnoData, ticker INOD, India Nancy Oscar David. InnoData pulled their buyout offer from Appian, that Australian software firm, because the proposal was supposed to be confidential. And since it got leaked to the media, InnoData pulled it. Let's talk guidance news. Centennial One, ticker S. They see Q1 revenue, 181 million. Street estimates, 180.9 million. Okay. Not bad. Path, ticker PATH, UiPath. They see Q1 revenue, 330 million to 335 million. Street estimates, 347. It's a downtick. G3 Apparel, that's ticker GIII, Grace, India. They see full year 2025 revenue coming in $3.50 to $3.60. Street estimates, $3.88. Not positive. Dick's Sporting Goods, that's ticker DKS, David Kilo Sam. They see 2024 EPS of $12.85 to $13.25. The street estimates, $12.90. That's an uptick. Dollar General, ticker DG, David Grace. They see full year 2024 EPS, $6.80 to $7.55. Street estimate is $7.55. That kind of shows me that Dollar General's being very, optimistic on their guidance for 2024. In terms of shareholders meetings, LG and ticker A is in Apple. They're going to be having a shareholders meeting today. Starts at 11 a.m. In terms of buyback news, Fitu, ticker FUTO, Frank Uncle Tom Uncle. They announced a 500 million share repurchasing program earlier this morning. In terms of catalyst calls, I got to bring up NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. Face the facts, you look at the stock, it's trading lower this morning. It, NVIDIA's down kind of hard, actually. What was it down last? It's down 1.28%. But I want to point out that next week there's a NVIDIA conference going on, and it said that they're going to be giving a preview of its new AI chip. Now, that's positive, so you got to keep that in mind for NVIDIA. So it's under $900 right now, so that's interesting to me. I always like to sell right before the event, though. And that's what I have for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going with Dick's Sporting Goods, ticker DKS, David Kilo Sam. Hey, they delivered a strong earnings report. It was much better than expected, and they gave good guidance. I mean, they beat by 50 cents on higher revenue. Everybody's expecting, a weak report. I mean, you look at yesterday's call volume, 16,026 calls traded against 25,950 puts. That's negative. And then you saw the call open interest, 44,345 calls versus 97,672 puts. It's 2-1 on the put side. Everybody was expecting a very negative report, but they turned around and they delivered a strong beat of 50 cents. So, I got to toss that one out there. Now, the major brokers are positive on the stock. They have been raising price targets on it. And, and I noticed that in the report, the company raised its 2023 comparable same store sales growth to 0.5 to 2%. So that's positive. Now, I got to tell you, DKS is going to be trading all over the board today. I mean, If you can get in under 196, that's positive. You want to get out 1% higher. I tell you, that's what I'm looking to do this morning. And I'll tell you that I already did it once this morning. I mean, I was already able to do this trade once already this morning. I'll tell you what I did. I got in at 195.82, and I exited out at 197.96. That's 1%. I'm gonna look to get back in under 196 again today to see if that's possible, but early in the morning, because I do think we're gonna have some additional running in the stock. So, yeah, DKS, David Kilo Sam under 196. That's my call for today, Emily.
Looking to take advantage of some movement in Dick's Sporting Goods today, Bill, for a second time. So hopefully you will be able to do that and get another gain there, looking at that entry point. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day to see how that went. So stick with us, but let's take a look. Before we do that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, what do we see here? Zscaler announces AI initiatives for Zscaler Zero Trust Exchange data. Wow, that's interesting. What's Zscaler doing this morning? Stock's up 50 cents. Okay, that's good. Who could run today? They make an AI announcement, and stock's at 203. I see 213. They think could move to 213 without much of a problem. Home Depot HD expands Pro ecosystems to open four new distribution centers. Remember, Home Depot had the announcement on the NCAA yesterday, and it really caused the stock to run. DraftKings ticker DKNG, they're going to launch My Stat Sheet tool. The exporting goods chairman says we're very pleased with our results. Okay, that's what I expect him to say. Hilton Hotels ticker HLT, they're going to be Hilton Worldwide to buy Graduate Hotels brand for $210 million. Was it ticker BKE Boy Kilo Edward? They're going to be releasing earnings tomorrow morning. Stock's price for a move $1.92. Under Armour and Fossil, they're changing their CEOs as well as QSR. Alibaba ticker BABA, the Chinese e-commerce giant, plans to invest 1.1 billion in South Korea over the next 3 years to build a logistics center and expand its business. American Airlines, they had some trouble with the Boeing aircraft. Said the mechanical issues, possible mechanical issues, but it landed safely. Delta Airlines is going to be beginning flights back to Israel, JFK to Israel, following an extensive security assessment risk by the airline. That's what I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive to trading, dive into trading on this Thursday, let's take a look at yesterday's pick of the day, which was UiPath, ticker PATH. We did hear that they beat on earnings during your earnings rundown. This morning, I caught a number of price target raises on the stock from the likes of Bank of America, Needham, Wells Fargo, Cowen, Morgan Stanley, Evercore, and RBC Capital. I saw an upgrade from JP Morgan. Going back to those earnings, they did report earnings yesterday afternoon. The company reported revenue of $405 million. That was up 31% from a year ago and well ahead of the ranges that management had told investors to expect. The consensus here had been $384 million. You did give us that note during your Newswire alerts rundown on their guidance. After their earnings yesterday, the stock was up as much as 8%. Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out fabulous. I mean, the fact that, PATH, ticker PATH, Paul Apple, Tom Henry, stock opened up at $23.24. And then it just ran. It ran hot all the way up to $25.25. There's your 1%. Take it, walk away. Don't look back. Now, the stock pulled back after that, and it fell all the way down to $23.29. And then after the earnings announcement, the thing just rallied. It rallied up to 27.50, and you look at the stock this morning, and the stock's trading 25.80. But we're 1% traders. We want to make daily gains of 1%. And you had it in the you had it at the beginning of the day yesterday. You take it, you walk away. Holding into earnings, always a risk. Always a risk. You look at Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, nobody wanted to buy that yesterday ahead of earnings, but they really blew out, and it really surprised everyone. Sometimes you can tell. Most times you can't, but if you have enough data points, you're able to make some, good decisions. Path, I had enough data points that made me feel confident that I was going to run into earnings, and sure enough, it did. So Path was a winner, ticker PATH. Take it and be happy and walk away.
A win there, and you already won once with Dick's Sporting Goods this morning. We'll see if you can win again, and we will check in with you tomorrow about that with today's Dick's Sporting Goods pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.